USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is applauding final approval of COVID Pfizer vaccines for children ages 5 through 11.
Today is a great day for American parents, American families, and American children. We've taken a giant step forward to further accelerate our path out of this pandemic.
Speaking at the White House, Biden calling this a time of relief for parents across the United States. Biden saying his administration is well prepared for the launch of vaccines for young kids. He noted that 28 million children are eligible for vaccines. Republicans are blocking another Democratic voting rights bill in the Senate. A motion to move the bill forward failed to hit a 60-vote threshold in a tightly divided Senate. The latest voting rights bill is named after the late congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Minneapolis voters on Tuesday rejected a proposal to replace the city's police department with the new Department of Public Safety. Supporters of the proposal hoped it would bring radical change to policing in the city where George Floyd's death was in 2020. The National Vice President of the Fraternal Order of Police, Joe Grimaldi, reacts Wednesday while appearing on Fox News.
Well, I think what you saw really was a rebuke here of the public from the defund and dismantle the police department narrative that we've been seeing for quite some time here. And I mean, this is amidst a historic crime surge in Minneapolis. Murders are up 65% over the last 2 years there, and I think the public was just fed up with the radical agenda.
On Friday, a parade will honor the World Series champion Atlanta Braves. The Braves beating the Houston Astros Tuesday night in Game 6 to capture their first World Series title since 1995. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Virginia is seeing red once again.
As the state of Virginia turned red Tuesday, Glenn Youngkin defeated Democrat Terry McAuliffe by roughly 2 percentage points and will become the next governor of the Commonwealth in January. Two immigrants to America and Virginians tell Fox News why they voted across party lines. A survivor of Mao's revolution in China, Xi Van Fleet.
To me, this race between Youngkin and McAuliffe is a race between American ideal and Marxist ideology. It's between freedom and totalitarianism.
Fairfax County parent Asra Nomani.
And right now, I know I'm getting messages from Oregon to Maine where parents are just so happy about this because they feel like they've finally been heard. And I want to just tell all of the mama bears and Papa Bears out there that you can do this in your school district.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
The Hawaii Tourism Authority is proposing another surcharge for visitors. This one is called the Visitor Green Fee, and the extra money will go toward protecting natural resources and funding environmental management. Visitors are already paying a hotel tax, car rental tax, and special user fees residents don't pay at various spots. The state legislator will discuss a proposal when it goes back into session early next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.